Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the Farm Page. Special guest today, Karen Kraft Crutcher. And Turkey Day is almost here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Is the store ready?
The store is ready as it's going to be.
Good deal.
We got the turkeys ordered. We're waiting on them to come in. We are, at this point, sold out of the fresh, never frozen turkeys, providing that everybody that reserved it does remember to come pick it up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Do you think there's going to be, we're taping this very early in the week, and we know the governor has yet to say what's going to happen. You know, there's been lots of speculation. Do you think people will maybe rethink their Thanksgiving plan, Karen?
I think people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Some will rethink it. Some are going to go ahead with what they already got planned.
Yeah.
Some will just be, you know, I'm not leaving my house and I'm not letting anybody in. I mean, everybody's got their own comfort level, and that's just human nature.
Yeah, that is human nature. I just think it's very interesting because I know, like, our family, last week we were all about doing garage giving, and we were getting tables and chairs, and we were going to be all spaced out and separated, and now we're kind of scratching our heads about that. And so I don't know where we're going to end up, but tell me this. The turkeys have been ordered. We're waiting for pickup. You have the oysters, correct?
Yep, we have oysters.
Do they need to be pre-ordered?
At this point, no. They don't have to be pre-ordered unless you want a large quantity.
Okay.
I mean, most people only get one quart to make their dressing. So.
Okay. How about cranberry sauce?
We have cranberry salad.
Have cranberry salad, have everything.
I've already eaten some of that.
Oh,
so.
Okay, so tell me, the taste test, does it pass muster?
It does.
Like I didn't think it would. So let me ask you this question. We're moving into Thanksgiving week. What are the hours going to be at Bay Food Market so people know when to come pick up all their supplies?
We'll be open our normal hours, 8 to 6. We will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, and we're opening at 9 a.m. on Black Friday.
Okay. And are you still I know, like, the Thursday holidays, tell me this, are you still closed to walk-ins on Thursdays now?
Yeah, we're still closed to walk-ins on Thursdays. We still have some fairly large orders, and they work on those on Thursday, and they work on some of the meat box orders to try to keep them done up a little closer.
Okay. So I saw a picture of is this the second delivery van that you have now in the fleet?
That is a replacement van.
Oh, that's a replacement van. Okay. So van number one went away. You have one delivery van, correct?
No, we have two. We have the little one, which is the daily driver, and then we have a bigger one.
Oh, boy. Okay. So with all of this COVID, with all the whatever, you have never stopped delivering, and you will continue delivering, if need be, of Thanksgiving supplies, correct?
Yep, we're still doing deliveries, and that has picked up some.
Yeah, because people just don't want to get out.
Yep.
And then tell me this, because I know we need to get to thinking about this. If you are still having guests of any amount, you know, whether it's 10, 12, whatever you're having at your party, you're still making party trays. That has not gone away either.
No, we're still making party trays. The sooner you order, the better we can plan.
Okay. And that is something that's not just a Thanksgiving thing. That's all throughout the holidays. Like if you know, if you don't want to do all that, we can just let Deb at Bay make that party tray and pick it up and be over and done, and away we go.
Right. We can do the meat and cheese tray, or we can do vegetable trays, fruit trays.
Okay.
And they're all made to order. It's not something that we get in.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually slice the meat and cheese and arrange it on the tray, and she cleans the vegetables and puts them in bags, and it's all made to order.
Yeah, and she makes that daggone fruit dip that nobody will give me the recipe for, which I'm still working on, but I'm not getting
but
very far.
But if we give you the recipe, then you don't have the reason to come by to try it.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Well, Karen, I just want to, you know, say, I know this is a crazy time, but thank you to Bay Food Market and your workers, because you guys have to be getting exhausted. You know, I mean, just from that early COVID rush in the spring, you know, and people kind of gone crazy about we need to have burger, we need to have this, and we're going to get crazy amounts of that stuff. Are we seeing that? Are you seeing that at your store there on Maple Street? Are people starting to do that again? Are they panicking again? Or do you think they learned their lesson from early in the spring?
I believe that a lot of people have learned from early in spring to try to have at least some on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some people come in and they get a little bit more than normal, but it's not, we've not had a big rush like we had the first time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
It's
yeah,
more manageable.
Yeah, well, and two, you know, like you guys don't, as you say many times, you know, there are things that at the big box stores that are much cheaper, you know, like toilet paper than, you know, buying it off of your shelf. But, you know, I kind of think, and we had talked about this off air, you know, when you live in the country, you kind of always are prepared. You never let yourself get completely out of something. And I think maybe people learned that a little bit the first time out, don't you think?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. Well, gosh, Karen, again, give us a phone number if we need to call and order anything for our Thanksgiving feast.
It's 740-653-9606.
Perfect. And repeat those Thanksgiving hours one more time just so people are aware of when they can stop by.
8 to 6 will be closed on Thanksgiving Day. And okay. Then we are opening at 9 on Black Friday, and then it'll be 8 to 6 on Saturday.
Okay, and the location?
301 South Maple Street in Lancaster, Ohio.
All right, Karen Kraft Crutcher, my special guest today from Bay Food Market, you know, where you can get all those great holiday goodies, you know, that turkey and the oysters. And, you know, even though it may not taste just like Mom always makes it, you might surprise yourself how well you can do at when you use good product, making those recipes kind of to your taste this year. Thanks, Karen. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Connie.